This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley, welcoming you back to the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We want to remind you we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with 2 hours of fine modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around here for the second hour and join us every Sunday night at the same time. I'm going to continue to highlight the works of pianist John Bunch from Tipton, Indiana, one of Hoosierdom's great contributions to the world of jazz, and put together, as I stated in the first hour, he put together a group with Bucky Pizzarella, the guitarist, called the New York Swing. This is from their album, The New York Swing Plays Rodgers and Hart, and this is their version of Thou Swell, backed up by Jay Leonhardt on bass and John Cacuzzo on drums. Thank you. That's Rodgers and Hart, Style Swell, from an album called The New York Swing Plays Rodgers and Hart. It was the front line there, of course, was Tipton's Finest, John Bunch on piano, and a Jerseyite, one of my favorite acoustic guitarists, Bucky Pizzarella.
I wonder where Tipton, Indiana is.
I think it's down there around just north of Indianapolis.
Okay, I've not been there, obviously.
No.
I want to play something by Ahmad Jamal, who was came out of Pittsburgh. It's a trio sound, and the name of the tune is Apple Avenue. Thank you. The Ahmad Jamal Trio doing Apple Avenue. I think that he's best known for a tune called Poinciana. Unfortunately, it's about 11 or 12 minute cut, and I didn't want to play something that long.
I wanted to continue highlighting our artist of the week, John Bunch. This is from his Concord album, The Best Thing for You. And on this particular album, we have, of course, John on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chuck Griggs on drums. And this is a composition that most of the jazz musicians played all down through the years, including The Bird, Charlie Parker. I think he made quite a composition of that. Listen to John Bunch do Star Eyes. With Star Eyes by the John Bunch Trio. from their Concord album, The Best Thing for You. And, of course, that was John Bunch on piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. Star Eyes.
I'm going to play something by Russ Phillips, who is a local trombone player, local meaning the Chicago area. The name of the CD is Love Walked In, and it features him on trombone, his wife Jeannie Lambert as a vocalist on this particular CD. I'm going to play a tune entitled The Old Devil Moon. Thank you. was Russ Phillips doing entitled Old Devil Moon.
Okay, I'm going to turn to the John Bunch Trio and an album. It's a theme type of CD called World War II Love Songs. And it's all hits all through the World War II. Saturday night is the loneliest night of the week. I'll walk alone. Don't take your love from me. I'll get by. And there's about 17 tracks here. I'm going to play How About You? And we've got John Bunch on piano, of course, Michael Moore on bass, and the inimitable Butch Miles on drums. How About You? Thank you. They landed in the net. That was a nice ending. That was John Bunn's trio, of course, John on piano, Butch Miles on drums, Michael Moore on bass. And that was from an old World War II revival tune. How about you?
I forgot to mention, I was going to mention it when I played something from Russ Phillips, but there was a time when I think Chicago had a 24-hour jazz station, and it would be Count B.J., Frank and Cheryl had a, Dick Buckley would be some of the DJs. And I don't, I forget who the midnight guy was, but Andy's at that point in time would have a $10 cover on Sunday. And it'd be Andy's All-Stars against, say, Count BJ's All-Stars, $10 cover, no drink minimum, and you just heard continuous music for several hours. But those, I think, days are long gone. I'm going to feature Cy Tuff, who was born in Chicago, and is one of the few bass trumpet players that I know of. He and Sandy Moss got a CD entitled Tickle Toes. I'm going to play a tune from that CD. It's entitled What's New? That was What's New, and Sandy Moss was the tenor sax player that you heard. He was born in Detroit, but I think moved to France and Holland for a while, came back to the States in the 60s and worked a little bit with Buddy Rich and Maynard Ferguson. And in the early 70s, he moved back to Amsterdam. And Cy Tuff took a little break, I think, on that song, because I don't remember hearing his... bass, trumpet.
I've done some things by John Bunch. We did the Van Heusen, Jimmy Van Heusen songbook. We did Cole Porter songbook. We did the Jerome Kern songbook, Rodgers and Hart. Now we're going to do John Bunch and his group, which is called the Manhattan Swing instead of the New York Swing on this particular CD. And this is A Visit with the Duke. That's Duke Ellington. And here's John Bunch on piano, Bucky Pizzarella on rhythm or acoustic guitar, doing Duke Ellington's Sea Jam Blues. Thank you. courtesy of Manhattan Swing, led up by John Bunch on piano, Becky Pitcher on guitar, doing a little El Antonio from their album A Visit with the Duke. That's, of course, C-Jam Blues.
I'm going to play something featuring Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka from a CD entitled Tenors Head On. It features Perkins on tenor sax and also on bass clarinet, Richie Kamuka on tenor, Pete Jolly, who we played a little earlier tonight, on piano, Hampton Hawes, Pete Jolly's on this one. It features Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy drums, doing a tune entitled I Want a Little Girl.
Thank you.
I Want a Little Girl, featuring Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka on tenor.
This is Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host Bill Satterley. You've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, with a little news at the top of the hour. And we hope you'll come back and join us again next week for some more fine modern mainstream jazz. I'm going to go out with John Bunch on piano, Bucky Picciarella on guitar, doing Duke Ellington's In a Mellow Tone.